Bonjour, Jenna Suru pour la radio du cinéma. Nous sommes à la clôture de la 19e édition du Holy Short Film Festival. Et pour cause, la soirée de clôture qui était prévue pour demain a finalement été avancée à ce soir au Chinese Theater pour cause d'une tempête tropicale qui aura lieu sur le territoire demain. Je suis donc accompagnée de Joe Zacco qui nous présente un film tout particulier. C'est un film qui a été tourné sur 16 mm, c'est-à-dire sur pellicule. Et cependant, ce court-métrage n'a pas été retenu pour le bloc dédié à la pellicule, mais a fait l'objet d'une projection propre. Bonjour Joe.
Hi. How are you doing?
Well, I think we're doing really well, safe and talking about movies.
Great, great to hear. So,
can you talk to us about your screening? How was it?
The screening was great. It happened on Wednesday. We were part of the Experimental Surreal Dance Block. Great selection of films. Matthew Modine had an incredible film in there. And Q&A went great. Some great questions.
Subway Stops, such a beautiful film. Can you talk to us really about the technical? Because for many of us, we're not as aware of you of the challenges of filming with film. Do you like to talk to us a little bit about that?
Sure, I could talk for hours about that. We were shooting underground in the New York subways with no permits. For the most part, it was just me and the camera and the talent. I was shooting on black and white 16mm negative on these old non-sync cameras, mostly the Arri 16S and also the Bolex H16. And it was difficult in terms of limited light. Most of the film was, you know, free of dialogue, so that's how we were able to use non-sync cameras. I mean, we could go on for, there's so many different details about that, the challenges in that.
What does it feel to be screening at the Holy Short Film Festival? We are here in the heart of Hollywood, per se. Mm. I think Kodak has their offices down the street. Yeah. Kodak has been an historical partner of this festival. How does it feel?
It feels amazing. As a New Yorker, you know, I've got a New York film. Walking here on Hollywood Boulevard, it's like, what if Times Square were obsessed with movies? It just feels like the lineage and the history and everything that is baked into these streets just feels amazing. I haven't been to LA since 2005 when I was 11 years old, and I begged my parents to bring us to the Chinese Theater just to see it between showings when the lights are on and the theater's empty, and to get to be playing in the same building is just magical.
What are the main perks of being part of this festival? You've been attending most of the festival edition. Have you attended the panels? What do you think is the experience here?
I've had just such an overwhelming experience here. The panels have been so informative, you know, whether it's how cinematographers and actors can come together, how to finance a film, how to kind of be true to your voice. There's just been so many different panels. The screenings have been amazing, but honestly, more than any other festival, it's just the opportunities to meet other filmmakers.
Sorry.
Has been really, really great.
And also because filmmakers here come from, what, about 50 countries? It's quite international.
I have no idea. Every screening I've been to is a pretty even mix of languages and cultures and all sorts of things. Yeah, it's a huge melting pot of a festival.
As the storm is coming on us, I want to talk a little bit about the planet. As they say, please film in trains rather than planes. It's more eco-friendly. Why filming in this subway? Of course, we understand the story, but can you talk a little bit about your universe in this film?
Well, I think every film should try to build a world, not just literally like Star Wars or Avatar with their fictional planets, but even if you're doing a film on a subway, you should feel like this film is its own world. And the subways were kind of great as a microcosm for the whole world that we're kind of passing through. And it was just, yeah, a very rich environment to kind of stand for our world.
What about the cast and the music? How did it all gel during post-production or maybe even before? You were telling me it was something you thought a lot about in advance, the music?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, those would normally be two different questions, but there's a huge amount of overlap between the cast and the music since so much of the cast are providing the music. That was a big challenge in writing the script, was kind of figuring out who are these people going to be. And eventually I realized I just couldn't really crack the script until I found out who those people would be. And so I started shooting tests and meeting people along the way. And, you know, I knew that I wanted a bucket drummer to be somewhere in the film, hopefully in the beginning. And when I just kept seeing one extraordinary bucket drummer and he agreed to be in the film, I then found out, oh, that's Larry Wright, the original bucket drummer. I knew I wanted Mike Young, probably the greatest singer in the New York subways, to make an appearance in the film, and I was just so lucky that he said yes when I ran into him with my Bolex. As for the rest of the cast, the most prominent character is probably Bashir, certainly Bashir, and he is genuinely a panhandler, but he doesn't panhandle on the subways because they're not very handicap accessible. So I would just be passing him on the street every day and just thought he'd make for a compelling figure, and I said, would you like to be in the film? And yeah, that was a big shift because I never thought the film would have a character that is more prominent than the rest. The idea was always for each character to pass the film to the next and everyone to be kind of equal. But he was just so compelling. He just made for a great central figure. And yeah, the music was very, very key. I'd always write to the music. I'd kind of have it playing when we'd be shooting. I'd have it written into the script. I like when films use music in that way, the way Kubrick uses music, the way PTA uses music, where it's this engine that drives the film, and it's like kind of got an identity of its own. And I tried to do that for my own film.
And maybe pick up an Academy Award qualification tonight at the award ceremony?
I don't know about that. There's a few Academy qualifying categories. I'm just excited to get to be among the elite.
I will be looking forward to seeing you there. Merci, Joe. C'était pour la radio du cinéma.
Thank you so much, Dana. That was great.